the keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for June 22nd, 2022.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my queen.
Hey, baby.
It's episode 15. I forgot to say that.
Oh.
Episode 15, everybody.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I am good. I like what I'm seeing. I'm loving this dress. Do you still have the earrings on that you had on? You took them out,
they would be
right?
hidden underneath the cans,
right.
man.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Let's start this off with the first item on my list for today.
Oh, goodness. What
yes,
is this?
Yes, I am. As we all know, Tina has become a professional, a podcast
yes,
professional.
Yes, a lot of people have reached out to me on LinkedIn yes, and have congratulated me.
Do you have any gigs, anything?
Actually, I have a few things lined up, yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's cheers. Let's cheers on this one.
What are
Here
we drinking?
Go. Well, cheers. As always, we'll drink it and then we'll see what it is.
Ooh.
Oh, that's smooth.
Yeah, deep breath.
Oh, crap, man. Did I forget that piece of paper? I guess I did.
Oh.
This is, I picked this up today from the Vaudeville Wine Club. It was one of the three winners amongst the three candidates for Pick the Wine.
Oh, yes.
How useless are people? Was this Instagram?
I put it out on Twitter and said, decisions, help us decide. And most people said, why don't you drink all three?
Didn't you do a multiple choice?
I couldn't. It would not allow me to, it wouldn't upload for some reason.
I'm sorry. It's called a poll.
A poll.
You couldn't do a poll?
It wouldn't allow me
this
to upload.
This is Torre del Conde de Herviaz. Vintage. It's vintage.
Oh.
It's vintage. This means the year. 2000. Reading it wrong. Listen, Conde de Herviaz is a specialized micro winery in northern Rioja Alta, where single vineyard wines are produced from the historic vineyards in Tormontalbo. The traditional goblet bush training method is used in this vineyard. This helps preserve acidity and freshness in the wines and guards against heat damage. It is 100% Tempranillo. Oh, we know
yes.
Tempranillo.
Mm-hmm.
We like that
wine. Mm-hmm.
Bunches are hand harvested, then destemmed and crushed under the feet of virgins.
Virgins?
It didn't say that.
It's still, like, wow, there's still virgins
go off to Italy we go. I can't believe you bought that. And crushed.
Always the jokester, Mr. Curry.
Fermentation with native yeasts in 1,500-liter oak and stainless steel, aging 12 months in 288-liter new and used French and American oak barrels. Its profile, tell me if you can taste this, it's refreshing.
Yes. Check.
Check. Reveals notes of ripe fruit.
Check.
Harmoniously combined with tones of strawberry.
Check.
Really?
No, I don't know. I just think it tastes good.
Raspberry. Highlighted by floral nuances.
Mm.
Oh, flowers.
It's delicious and it's opened up really nicely. Mm. That's good.
That is nice.
It's
yeah, that's
very
from
nice.
The Vaudeville, Fredericksburg Vaudeville Wine Club.
Yes, and I have to say, we were going to drink Brian Skelton, who is Sir.
Who said we were going to drink it? He didn't win the contest.
Sir Brian with an I.
Yeah.
Sent us this really thoughtful bottle of Cabernet, and he put on the label. He designed it, and it's from the Low Country Lovapalooza, which is what yeah. Dame Jennifer hosted for us in Charleston. And it's a picture of me, you, and Dame Jennifer.
Aww.
And he took that picture and he created the label and he sent us a bottle and he sent Dame Jennifer a bottle. And I was gonna open that tonight. And I'm like, oh man, I really don't want to open the bottle yet.
It's so cute.
It's so awesome.
It's the same reason. Did you say awesome?
I said awesome.
Oh man.
It's a memento.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like something that, you know, you put with all the other bottles we'll never open. You know, one from our wedding, the one from my birth year, you know, all that stuff.
It's probably vinegar by now.
Didn't Willow give us those?
Yeah, she gave us one for my birthday and your birthday.
Yeah.
But I really feel like we need to drink the wine with somebody from Gitmo Nation. I really do.
We'd have to drink it with Brian at minimum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he gave it to us.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian, come on down.
But what's in it?
It's a cab. It's Cabernet. What's in it?
Generic cab?
I don't know. He ordered it, and I just thought
order
it was
that
really thoughtful.
From Acme Wine Company, and they slap a label on it?
It
might be really good. I don't know. But it does look very nice.
Yes, it's very,
for
very
sure.
nice.
So back to you being a podcast professional.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I'm dressed for the part tonight.
So Tina is very enjoyable for me. now that it's very enjoyable. Tina's, it, you know, it's almost as enjoyable when Dave Jones started doing the podcast with me. All these things he thought he was developing for podcasters, he's like, oh, this makes no sense. He said, oh, podcasters don't use this, or that doesn't make sense the way I did it. And now that you're a podcaster, now you are understanding when you're, especially when you're a podcast professional and you have a popular show, which I have to say,
well, we
seems like we're getting pretty popular here. I mean, we've got a core group of highly intelligent people. Now you're seeing what my email and my message flow has been like for half of my adult life.
Yes, because Adam wakes up and he says, oh, I have 100 emails. And I said, the day that they stop is the day that you'll be sad.
Right.
Right? I say that to you all the time.
Right. And now what are you saying?
Now I'm like, damn, oh my gosh, I can't keep up with my emails.
DMs. It's not just, it's the DMs, man. You get way into the DM
I do.
Stuff.
I have a lot of friends now. I have a lot of Instagram friends.
These are not your friends.
Yes, they are. No. Brianne Settlestramp Brand is my friend.
No.
Anamika is my friend.
Okay. You just.
Migs.
Yeah.
My friend.
Okay. Well, they're all donors, so they're my friends too.
No. They like me, though.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Migs likes you. That's right. That's right. Speaking of highly intelligent people, there you go. That guy's off the charts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off the charts.
Yep.
Ah.
So.
Baby, it's been a couple weeks.
It has been a couple weeks, yeah. Well, I went on my big Maine trip.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I did.
Yes. So last Sunday, I flew to Portland, Maine, and my daughter Ellen picked me up, and we drove back to her place. She lives in Augusta. And what a cute little town. And it is on the brink of gentrification, which I think to her chagrin, she really doesn't want that to happen. But it's there. I mean, if you want to invest in some real estate, that's the place to go because it's starting to turn. You can see it. The downtown area is starting to be revitalized. So it was nice. We spent a night in Augusta, and then on Monday we drove to Acadia National Park. And boy, did I learn a lot. But did I learn a lot. So now,
this is a beautiful park. I've never been, but it's a beautiful park.
It's stunningly, it's stunningly beautiful. And it had just rained the day before. So the trees and the foliage and the grass, they were just drinking up all that water. And they were just, standing at command to the sun. It was absolutely gorgeous. So we get there and we go on a little hike. And Ellen is an avid hiker. Like she actually hiked in Oregon by herself for, I don't know, what was it, 10 days or so by herself. Yeah. She went to the White Mountains recently by herself and hiked that. And she has actually hiked, she said, the longest with her fiance was 14 miles, I think, in a
one
day.
One hike.
Yeah,
That's a lot.
That was, she said,
that's almost 3 5Ks.
She said that really pushed her. So anyway, so she loves to hike. And so here's me. I'm like, I'm keeping up with her.
I remember you were a little apprehensive. You're like, no, I'm going for it.
I'm going to keep up with her. She did say several times that I was badass because I did keep up with her. And I only fell once because I was talking to this couple. And yeah, I wasn't paying attention. The rock was very smooth and wet, and I fell. I only ate one bug. So that was pretty good.
And what kind of bug was it?
It was a small one.
Oh, just a mini?
Yeah. Because, you know, I was a mouth breather during the whole hike. Zip.
Did it go right back in the back of your throat, or did it?
I immediately spit it out.
You didn't swallow it. It was just in your mouth.
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't count.
Oh, it's disgusting. Anyway, so it was. We were laughing though because she's like, "Okay, it's just a small ascent. It'll be okay." Well, we're going like high up, and I'm like, "Ellen, are you freaking kidding me? This is crazy." So I think total over the 3 days we hiked. 18 to 20 miles over 3 days.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Here's what I got at home. You know, and of course you're 1 hour later, but it's like 7:30. I'm going to bed. I don't know how many miles I'm at.
And that's the thing. We were in bed before 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the sun is up in the sky at 4 a.m.
And there was no shades in this. This is Airbnb that you guys got?
Yes. Yeah. Really cute Airbnb. But there were some shades, but not all shades. But a couple things I learned, though. So because I kept asking Ellen, are we on the right path? Are we on the right path? And did you know that they mark the hiking paths in two ways? So there's a blue paint that they just do randomly to make sure you stay on the track.
Yeah, so you can find it.
So you look for it. And it's pretty... I mean, it's when you get to the point of like, okay, which way do I go? You look for the blue paint.
The blue paint.
Or else they have something that's called, I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong, Karens or Karens.
I like Karens, no matter what. They just have a white woman just standing on the corner like,
it's that way.
No.
I'm going to report you. You're not on the path.
Actually, what it is, it's a stack of rocks. So they take rocks and they stack them up, either three or four. And there's a sign at the beginning of the trail not to disturb them because that is the way that they direct the hikers.
Oh,
so if you didn't see this blue paint, you look for the stack of the rocks.
And, it's got to be called a Karen.
Karen or a Karen. I can't remember.
You're gonna make me look it up, aren't you? Is it with a C or a K?
C-A-R-I-N-S.
Oh, Karens. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Karens.
I thought that was really cool.
I don't see this. Oh, what are rock Karens? There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Karens.
And I don't know if that's just for Acadia or if that's just a general thing for most trails. But you get to a point, you're hiking and then you go to this, you're open to this vast part of the hike or the trail and you don't know which way to go.
You don't know which way to go.
Anyway.
Rock cairns are human-made stacks, mounds, or piles of rocks. They take different forms and have been built by cultures around the world for many different purposes.
There you go.
They may serve as monuments, burial sites, navigational aids, or ceremonial grounds.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was really cool. So I did not know that.
I'm putting it in the show notes.
Yeah.
I didn't know about this either.
So here's me, you know, I'm hiking, my arms are flailing.
You're like, oh, look at those rocks. Let me kick them over. No,
my arms are flailing. I'm like, wah! And here's Ellen, not even breathing heavy. Yeah. Her arms are by her side. She said one time she hiked with a cup of coffee in one hand and a gallon of water in the other. I'm like, what? Or her hands are in her pockets. She's obviously an experienced hiker.
And she was a long distance runner. So she has incredible stamina and physique.
Yeah. I mean, she did cross country and I think she did a half marathon, but she's definitely fit. And this is her playground. She loves it. And the last night on Wednesday, when I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can walk. Cause we did two really good hikes on Wednesday. She's trying to talk me into doing one more hike to see the sunset. And I looked at her and I said, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. So, but I was really proud of myself. This old body did it. And I kept up with her. And I think she was proud of me. But interesting, you know, Bar Harbor is like the busy city on that island. And it was packed. I mean, it is tourist country, big time. And it was packed. And we saw license plates from everywhere.
California. Did you play the game?
No, when we were driving.
Iowa.
No, we were driving off of the island to get after a hike. And their cars are just lined up like... on the side. And I mean, from everywhere. So gas prices, I guess it didn't deter anybody because people were there from all over.
Yeah.
So did see Ukrainian flags out there. So people were,
Oh, way to go. All right. So hike for Ukraine, everybody. Yeah. Oh, I'll write that down. Show title. Hike for Ukraine.
Hike for Ukraine. But it was a lovely, lovely trip. And I so enjoyed spending time with her. And I'll tell you, I'm really proud of myself that I was able to do this.
It was not easy. Now, you came back glowing. You look super fit. You look very energetic. You were quite tired.
Oh, yeah.
You were very tired.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, baby, I haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's right. Good night.
Yeah. You're like, hey, you want to fool around? I'm like, no.
That was just getting back at me for the Airbnb with my sisters. I know what's going on.
Yeah. So that was a good trip.
How creepy must it be? Do our daughters listen to the show? That must be creepy to hear us talking about that.
Oh, probably.
Cringe.
Hey, we're newlyweds.
We still are. Yes. Indeed.
Yeah. So that was my trip. And so my next trip with my youngest daughter is we're going to the beach. We're going to go hang out and drink cocktails at the beach.
Drink and get spas.
Yeah, exactly. Get massages.
So Phoebe and I had a good time. Thank you for asking. We stayed home.
Did you have long conversations?
We had marathon binge sessions. We watched the first season of Man in the High Castle.
Oh, yes. You told me about that.
No, don't be...
I just listened
to 20 minutes of you going on about hiking in the woods. And I used to tell you what I'm doing with our dog, which whenever she sucks is my dog. And you're like, you know, stop. Item number two.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm getting my teeth done. You know, and this is a process. And I was actually, when you came home, I think, I told you how excited I was because I I was with Zach. Zach is Zachary Zach.
The good-looking dentist.
Very good-looking dentist.
Very handsome guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the only patient taller than him.
Oh, why? Yeah. Is he tall?
He's pretty tall.
Oh, but, see, I was in the chair looking up, so I didn't really...
Swooning, no doubt. I was swooning.
I was like, dude,
you look
sure,
good.
Look in my mouth. Yeah.
It's funny, I said the same. So we're designing what we're going to do. There's a whole blueprint and everything.
I got to get my teeth whitened because you're going to have these choppers, and next to me, my teeth are going to look like the yellow sunshine.
Okay, so back to me for a moment. So here's how it goes. I'll be like, no, it's going to do this. And I'm going to have two implants here and crowns over there. And she said, that's going to hurt so bad. Oh my God. I don't know what you're going to eat. You're just going to lose all this weight.
I did not say.
I even asked you, I said, baby, when I talked to you about my teeth, could you just not make the face and go, it's going to hurt. It's going to suck. Just be like happy for me. Do you not remember this conversation? Do you not remember? You already forgot about it.
I did not say you it even, like that.
You know, I wrote down Tina always talking negative when I bring up my teeth. It's always like, well, oh my God, you're going to be eating mush for 5 weeks.
I said I would puree meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and corn for you.
All I asked for, it's like, I love you. You know, it's like, I'm with you for.
I'm sorry, babe.
You're my final wife. We've decided. But.
Thanks.
But even if I'm eating something and you'll look at my food and go,
I do not do this.
You do.
You mean like when you eat drippy eggs?
You have and that's nothing. You just have no scruples. When it comes to someone else's shit, you're just like, oh, that's going to suck, man. That's horrible.
Oh, man. Sorry.
You're going to lose your foot.
Yeah. I think I've been better. Have I been better?
No, not with that. You've been better with a lot of, by the way, you know, it doesn't bother me because to me, it's like, this is 4 minutes of show content. Keep it going. I love it. Can't get enough of it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So we watched Man in the High Castle.
Yes. Wait, but before that.
I had Greg and Mike came over.
Adam had a dinner party.
I did have a dinner party.
It
was, Chris was supposed to come too. This was when the guys did so much good work on the generator and got it all together. And it was really a pain in the ass. I said, and they saved us like $7,000 on a tank in the ground. They figured out how to use our existing tank and placement. Like, that's worth a steak dinner. So I'm going to take you. So, you know, it was time. And so I said, steak dinner. I said, but we're going to do it here at my house. I'm going to cook K&C cattle ribeyes.
Yum. Yeah.
Right.
How much were they? How much did they weigh a piece?
Pound and a half.
18 ounces.
Yeah, pound and a half. With the bone in, obviously. Yeah. You know, did them hour and a half slow and then and just rice and salad, which Greg didn't even touch the rice. I got no time for this bullshit rice. I'm eating this steak. This is great. Mike took a picture of it. He said, I don't think I've ever seen something this big and this
really?
Good looking. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
So Mike is the ex-cop and Greg is the donkey grinder.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And for his dogs. He wanted to find a donkey
for his
to
dogs.
Ground up the right. meat for his dogs. We talked about this a long time ago.
He's doing all kinds of weird stuff. He's always got some ideas. But Mike comes in. He's got these welts on his arm. And I was already going to ask him about, you know, Uvalde and the school shooting because he knows cops. You know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
he'll
yeah.
hear something. Mm-hmm. He's got these scabs. What happened to you? Oh, yeah, active school shooter. So what? Yeah, you know, I was doing the practice run with the Fredericksburg cops with their SWAT team. I said, what? He said, yeah, no, I was the bad guy. He was the active shooter. But the way this works is they use real guns although they're called simunition, but it's a real gun and the rounds they have for it are actual bullets with very low powder charge and a paintball at the end. But it makes a hole in your arm. You know, they wear a mask
and gloves.
And he
volunteered to do this.
He says he does it every year or twice a year. Oh, yeah. He says, oh, he loves it because he'll do tricks. Like, he'll have one of those guns behind his back and he'll blast a sergeant right in his face with the paint gun.
Oh, so he has the same bullets, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it becomes a real situation because Mike is, you can imagine he's somewhat unpredictable.
Yes.
in a stressful situation. So who knows what he'll do. And I was just blown away by that. I was like, holy crap, man, you do that? Oh, someone's got to do it. You get paid for that? No, it's just fun to do.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun.
As he comes in with all these welts on his... But anyway, that was... So Chris couldn't make it. He canceled. So I had an extra ribeye, which I ate for the next day. So I didn't have to cook. And then I made sloppy joes, if you can believe it, which I ate for 2 days.
Did you follow Lisa's recipe? No, you didn't, because you didn't put the vinegar in it.
No.
She puts a little bit of vinegar in it.
That would have been a good idea. Yeah. No, I didn't do that. No, I just grabbed something off the web.
Yeah.
Something simple.
Off the web.
So I did my normal things, and in between where I'm normally hanging out, talking with you. You were gone for 5 days?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the amount of time I spend being with you and loving with you, aww, in a week is pretty much an entire season of television. Oh. A whole season worth of television is what I spend together with you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did you get through a season of television?
I got through a whole season of it.
Yeah. The Man in the High Castle?
Yeah, Man in the High Castle. Yeah. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have been telling me to watch it for years. Now there's like 6 seasons. Each is an hour long. I'll never get through it.
Yeah.
When are you going away again? When are you going to the spa?
I'm going to Utah next month.
Oh, that's right. You're traveling a lot, girl.
I am. My sister Lisa's coming in for my birthday. Mm-hmm, right. And then a week later, I'm going to Utah. Then
is that a direct flight? Because as long as it's a direct flight.
I don't think it is. I have to go to Denver. Man. I know, because coming back from...
Yeah, that was bad. You got delayed.
From Maine, we were delayed in Portland, and then we sat on the runway. Not the runway, just pulled away from the gate
for an
hour and a half because of weather.
And that truly was weather, because I was watching the aviation weather and the radar. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that the pilot didn't say anything, because this is what, my stepdaughter, one of them, and my own daughter, I was like, here's what I get when they travel. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. What's the weather? It's going to be okay. Because, I'm a pilot. Like, I'm going to make it okay by saying it's okay, which it does.
Yeah.
And so I look at the weather and I always say, but it's thunderstorm. It's horrible. So if the thunderstorm is over the airfield, they won't take off. Mm-hmm. Trust me, they won't take off. They'll wait until it's passed and then you fly out of the way. And that's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened. One thing I did notice.
So you can back me up on this. I'm not bullshitting him.
For sure. One thing I noticed, a lot of masks on the.
Oh, really?
A lot of masks. Yep.
What, like 40%?
I would say, yeah.
A high percentage. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And the person next to me who had her mask on and she got a drink and dog snoring over there here. She would take her mask and lift it up, take her drink and put her mask back down. So.
And you know what? She's much safer for it. I'm so happy. I went to Costco yesterday. I would say Costco is 20% mask.
Really?
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is, when I see an old person, like really older than us, like really old. I think, okay, that's probably appropriate for all kinds of stuff, not just for some COVID, but anything. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, and I still see people with their nose hanging out. I'm like, who are you fooling?
Right? Why are you even wearing it? You're not wearing it properly, so it doesn't. Yeah. But we went to Austin last weekend. So after I got back.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
After I got back on Thursday, we turned around and drove to Austin that night.
Oh, no. First we turned around and we went to take your car to Bernie at 3 a.m.
No, it was early. Yeah. So I had finally getting my car fixed from that girl that hit me. So, and then we went to Austin.
And then I did the podcast New Corner. Then we drove to Austin. That was fun. We went to the
former New York banker
and his wife.
And we found out they have not listened to one Curry and the Keeper. And they both said to each other, that's our homework. We're going to listen to Curry and the Keeper, and they didn't do it.
They're square, man. They're not hit.
They don't know what they're missing.
They don't know what they're missing.
Yeah. No. But we didn't see a lot of masks in Austin, did we? In that restaurant that we were at? Which was an
no.
The restaurant was okay.
No, it didn't. No, not in the restaurant. No.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
What'd you think of Austin? Was it good to feel it again? Did you like it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's all right.
I don't miss it at all.
No, me neither.
No.
When you drive to Austin now and you see the skyline, it's very different than 10 years ago. Holy crap.
For sure.
That thing expanded.
For sure. But Kim, she gave me a lot of recommendation for books because she's talking about psilocybin and going to a little retreat in Jamaica for a psilocybin retreat, which is, yeah.
No, I just got to say something about this, about the psilocybin.
Yeah.
This started in Silicon Valley. All of Silicon Valley is microdosing mushrooms.
It's the in thing to do now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the in thing to do. And now you can spend thousands of dollars.
$10,000.
Go to Jamaica. And so basically, there's a bunch of Jamaicans going, yo, man, I got a great idea, man.
Yeah.
We take these rich ladies.
Yes.
We give them some mushrooms. We take their money.
Yeah.
Why are we Mexican Jamaicans all of a sudden?
So,
all Irie, man.
But she recommended this book by Michael Pollan. I can't remember the Change Your Mind, I think it's called. And so.
Pollan? P-O-L-L-A-N.
P-O-L-L-A-N. And so Adam's like, just log into my Kindle. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I log into this Kindle. And what do I find on this Kindle? The Player Handbook.
Dude.
All right, we talked about this, and it's a PDF. Not even a freaking book is a PDF.
That's how you paid for that. That's how they sell it.
Yeah.
They sell it as a PDF.
I was going to look through it and get some excerpts from it.
A lot of stuff about the female reptilian brain.
Yes, which she says seemed to work on me.
Hello, where are you sitting right now? Are you in my lair? Do I have you? Have I gotten you here?
But you shared that with me on our first date, and I was like,
I did.
That's kind of lame, dude, but okay.
I shared it. It wasn't lame when I shared it, because I shared it. Then it was like less lame, wasn't it? Kind of, a little bit. But that was after I already had seen that it had worked.
Yeah, on the first date?
The first date.
Mm-hmm. How? Why? What happened?
There's something in the book, and there's something you need to, and I said it to you, and I can't remember, because there's something you say, and it activates the female, the reptilian part of the, I'm not kidding you now.
I told you this,
but the book also gives you amnesia after I, after I've had my way with you, it gives you amnesia.
You didn't have your way with me.
Not right away. No. It took a bit. Third date. Come on.
It was like, play a handbook? Adam Curry needs to play a handbook? Yeah. But the thing that I thought was so funny is that it's a freaking PDF.
What's wrong with this? Nothing wrong with PDF distribution. It's perfectly fine. This player, but you cannot buy this in book form. You cannot get it on the Kindle. The PDF. This is
Just some guy in his basement who typed it up and saved it as a PDF.
That's what you think. This is underground knowledge. Okay. Look, I'm not going to pass on my PDF because I paid for it, but people should go get the Player Handbook PDF.
It'll be in the show notes.
Okay. I actually wrote this down. Here's Adam Curry's Player Handbook. Are you ready for this? Guys. Guaranteed sexy time. Guaranteed sexy time with your partner, spouse, etc. It has to be female. Doesn't count if it's a man.
Okay. That's limiting, but okay.
No, it's not limiting because it's very specific.
Okay.
What you need to do is get your lady.
I like your voice.
Get your lady. I'm the ladies' man. Tell me about the ladies.
I learned from the Player Handbook.
Now this is going to be a whole rewrite of the Player Handbook. Hey, you sit down. You get yourself some Netflix. And you turn on Joe Grand.
Oh, no.
Emma Thompson.
No, you got that name wrong. It's Good Luck to You, Leo Grand.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So you get good luck. Show notes.
Joe Grand. You didn't even get it right.
Good luck to you.
Leo Grand.
Leo Grand. This is with Emma Thompson.
Yes.
And it's Grand with an E. And I believe that this is a highly sophisticated form of adult female porn.
Really?
Yeah. Because Emma Thompson, I feel personally, look, I felt good about my body after that movie. The whole thing was about her and it's not even about age, just being embarrassed about how you look, about your body, about everything. And I really was impressed. It could have been a play. It basically was a play. Weren't you not impressed by that? I was super impressed.
I loved that movie. I did. And it's about, basically, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but basically Emma Thompson plays a character who is widowed and has not been sexually fulfilled, never, ever sexually fulfilled. And so she hires a sex worker and it's a young guy and they actually come to kind of get to know each other. And it boils down to her being comfortable with who she is and her body. And it really resonated with me. And I'm sure it will resonate with a lot of women because Emma Thompson is 63 years old. And at the last, the final scene of this movie.
No, she is, wait.
It was the final
the
scene.
The last 15 minutes, like, pop, they come the boobies. Remember? Well, remember? It was surprising. Like, whoa, hello. Yeah,
but the last scene, she's standing in the mirror and she's completely naked. Mm-hmm. Completely. And it was just, it to me, it was.
But even before that.
Mind-blowing.
Just, okay. Would you agree with me that this is a very... that it isn't in a form of female pornography. It's not meant for instant gratification.
Well, when I think of the word pornography, I think of it in a negative term. I don't necessarily think of it.
You're bigoted.
I don't. Okay. Don't care.
It's horrible
bigot.
But
eroticism is probably more of
That's female porn. Is eroticism?
I know,
story.
But for me, I like that word. I just do. I like that word.
You
better.
Hear this, guys?
I'm telling you. Put it in a player handbook.
Let me ask you a question. Did it work?
Yes.
Okay.
I resonated with the character so much.
I can't believe I called it Joe Grand. I'm still reeling from getting the title wrong.
A loser. But I just like that she was coming to terms with her sexuality, her body, and, you know, coming to accept her body. And I would highly recommend watching it. It's on Hulu. Yeah.
And I also felt, you know, looking at Leo Grand, I also felt my six pack.
Oh,
I felt totally like I was him.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Not at all. Not in a fucking million years. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out. This is a very, very, it's a good movie for couples to watch.
Yeah.
Good movie for couples to watch.
Well, and especially for women.
If you know
who
what I'm saying. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
But even that, I mean, I just think it's also important for women who to accept kind of their aging bodies, you know? And just be accepting of it. And and so.
And are you accepting of it now? No. No. Has anything changed?
Yeah. I like the way I look today.
Super cute, pretty, sexy. I told you that. I saw it right away. Is this because I was going to take you to Crossroads?
Yes.
You dressed up to go out? Yeah. Dressed up for the show?
We went out for dinner.
You dressed up for the show?
I did. I dressed up for you, baby. For you. So, but we're also watching a couple good things. We've started on the third season of Barry. Bill Hader. Yeah. That is an excellent show. But if you can't start in the third season, you have to go to the first season.
No, you have to watch them all.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
There's nothing like gay Chechen gangsters.
Oh, but it's funny, and it's a drama. It's
gruesome,
a dramedy.
Funny.
Yeah, it's
all
a drama.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And also, there's a couple of nice FUs to Hollywood and streaming services in general.
Yeah.
You didn't catch that? Was that... that's his girlfriend, and she's pitching to the streaming companies, and they're all full
they're
of
looking
shit.
Looking at the algorithms,
and like, no, the algo says your show is canceled after one episode.
Exactly.
It's kind of interesting.
And then I watched on the plane, and then I said I would watch it with you again. Was House of Gucci,
which was pretty good.
I had no idea what that story was about, and Lady Gaga.
Gaga. She's pretty good.
She's very good. Yeah, and Jared Leto.
Leto?
God, that guy, he pulls performances out like nobody, like I've never seen before. He's amazing too. Those are our recommendations.
Wait, was that the one where everyone was talking in an accent?
Yes, House of Gucci.
Right.
They were talking in an Italian accent.
It was really weird because who was the male lead in that?
Adam Driver.
God, that guy's
good.
He
was good too. Yeah.
So they're both talking in these, so they're speaking English with Italian accents, which is... by itself weird, because of course they would be speaking Italian. But this, I can just imagine how hard it must have been on the set. Can you not just to break into some, I mean, it's so close between speaking English with an Italian accent and just fucking making fun of it. Like you almost sound Mexican or something.
Yeah.
That was very, very good.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was excellent.
I had no idea. I thought there was still a Gucci family member involved. Once Tom Ford came in, that was it. I didn't know that.
No.
I didn't know that. Mm-mm. I'm surprised with my fashionista news.
How about that? How about that? What else you got on your list there?
Well, a couple of things. RTP, you know, who doesn't know him?
RTP.
Yeah, it's one of our biggest supporters. He's always sending us stuff. Richard. He called y'all RTP. Wicker.
Who?
Wicker.
Dick Wicker.
Just trust me. He emails me every single day.
I don't know Dick Wicker.
Sometimes with songs. He's the one that did the song about, He's the one who did the story about the car and his brother had sex in his car.
Oh, that guy, yeah. Did he send you another story?
No, he just said that he wanted to, as a value producer, I am assuming production authority and rebranding the Curry and Keeper show description.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he's the one that sent that.
He has a show description.
The SNL.
No. This is the show description.
Oh.
Curry and the Keeper. So you need a description.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Right now we have, you know, we have like wine, fun, laugh.
Pour a glass and get ready to laugh.
Yeah, something like that.
That's our tagline.
Well, he added Texas Hill Country Lifestyle Romance Adventure.
Oh.
That's for the tags, I think.
Sounds like a B&B.
I think it accurately describes us.
You think so?
And to a degree.
Oh, okay.
Now, the thing you're talking about is...
Oh, no, the SNL skit that somebody sent to us. Did you clip any of that by chance?
Well, I don't know. I'm just your producer, so maybe I did some work.
Oh.
We were talking about what...
What are you doing after the show?
I got to consult my handbook for a moment.
Baby, so you're an expert.
I'm a sexpert. We were talking about... Now, our producers, what do we call them?
Yes.
And so we got Robert Skolnicki. He sent us a couple of suggestions. Cellar dwellers,
yeah.
Wine snobs.
Mm-hmm.
Matratees, which I kind of like.
Matratees?
Yeah, instead of a maître d'. Yeah, he said put maître, but maître tees for trolls for some reason.
Oh, I see.
But then it was Joe Hotter. And he's the one that sent us this video. I clipped a little bit of it from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yes.
I think this is very appropriate for what we will call ourselves as our communauté here at Curry and the Keeper. Get ready to be called cork soakers.
Okay.
This is a Italian wine cellar with LaToya Jackson as special guest.
Oh, that was Janet Jackson.
No, it was LaToya Jackson.
No, it was Janet Jackson.
You sure it wasn't LaToya?
We'll bet you on that.
How much you want to bet?
$1,000.
Okay, $1,000 you don't have. Hold on a second. Let me see. I think you're wrong, baby. I'm pretty sure that is
that
LaToya.
That did not look like LaToya, because LaToya was looking like Michael. There.
Have you met either one of them?
Yes, I have.
Bullshit.
I met Janet. I was in the 11th row.
Okay.
I saw her.
I interviewed,
she spit on me.
Okay, you win.
Excuse me?
You win. It's Janet. You're right. I do
okay,
know.
Okay, Mr. DJ.
I just had to go back and look. Just making sure you knew what it was. Okay.
Right this way, folks. You're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier. Any questions? Yes?
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, Mabella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now. These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
Hey, Chabella!
I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we are like it to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Luigi here was simply born.
You want to hear more?
No, I've heard it. But definitely go look at it.
I put the link in the show notes. Cork soakers.
Funny.
So I think that's
cork soakers?
We are cork soakers.
Okay.
Yes. Our producers are cork soakers. I totally agree with that.
All right.
I'm all in on that.
All right. We need a jingle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Someone will send, you know.
For the donation segment.
RTP is going to send a 5-minute jingle.
Okay. We need
recorded in his car on his acoustic guitar.
Who did the opening? Who did the music?
That's Jeff Smith.
Oh, Jeff Smith. Calling Jeff Smith. We need a jingle.
I hope he's listening. If anyone can do it, Jeff is our man. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So. Yes.
I'm waiting for your next thing.
Yes. We went to a FESH dance competition.
This was an incredible experience.
Now, if people who don't know what a FESH is.
Shame on you.
FEIS.
Yes.
It is basically river dance. It's Irish dancing.
Just call it what you want.
It's river dance.
It's river dance.
And so we were invited by Dame Isabella. And what's David's knight name? Or is he a baron or
he's
a duke?
He's a duke.
He's a Duke.
He's a Duke of the Arabian Peninsula and America's heartland.
Yes, and his wife Melody. Is mm-hmm. she a dame?
She's
as
a
well?
Dame, most definitely.
Dame Melody. But their daughter Isabella, who I think is 13, she competes. And so they invited us. They were going to be in Austin. They live, believe, up in Kansas City. And
so we got up at the crack of dawn. I do want to point that out. The sacrifice was real.
Yes, because
on a Saturday.
We had to be there by 9 a.m., which means we had to leave at 7:15 on a Saturday, but we were happy to do it.
Yeah.
And so we got to see Isabella dance. And what's your thoughts of the river dance?
So imagine you're in a hotel, you know, so a typical convention hotel, and all the contestants and everyone's in the hotel, and the ballrooms are used for these river dance competitions. And it's kind of like Toddlers and Tiara without the drama. It's like zero drama, but all of the rhinestones, the glitter, the high piled hair, the tiaras.
That's the thing. I was so mesmerized.
Unbelievable.
All these young girls have these hair pieces on.
Not just young, everyone.
Because there was 30-year-old women competing. But they had these hair pieces on that, I am not kidding you, added 2 feet to their height.
And 20 pounds. These things were huge.
And it didn't move.
Like Marge Simpson hair.
Yes. And they wear this, so they have the really high hair. They have the very ornate, bedazzled outfits.
Which are uniforms, and there's all kinds of code and stuff in that.
And it's not inexpensive. Melody was saying that used Isabella's dress was, almost $2,000.
Damn.
Used. So,
and you got some other sweaty river dancer who's been in that thing.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's dry clean. Hopefully. Lots of makeup, lots of glitter. I mean, it was just, I was more mesmerized by that.
But this is a real sport. This is no joke. This people are sweating and done after a 3-minute routine.
Yes.
I mean, that's a real dance sport.
But didn't you think that after a while, all the music kind of sounded the same?
The music is exactly the same. Except for, well, here's the thing. For me, as a Western rock and roll guy, you know, four on the floor, they have these 7-beat songs. Mm-hmm. Which, like, you expect the freaking leprechaun to jump out, you know, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. We're going to start on the 7 instead of on the 2 or the 4. And they just have 7 beats to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's all accordion.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, and it's live. Every song.
No, isn't there a soundtrack, though?
No. Well, no, they have the beat, the bass drum, boom, boom. But no, the accordion is doing everything. Yeah, it's the, you know, it's the, because the accordion has the keys and the,
yeah. It was pretty impressive. And then we went to go see the champions, and that was like, whoa.
That's no joke.
Like, these guys, the height that they get.
And that one guy who were looking at his legs. Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
That guy was built.
Yeah, but their arms.
And flexible.
But their arms have to stay by their sides and almost a little bit behind them. So
I should have asked the history.
They're all muscular in the bottom and they're scrawny on the top.
But whoever came up, look, I got an idea for a dance, okay? Here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it where you put your arms down by your side, you don't move them, you got a goose step, you got a high kick above your head. This is a cool dance.
They did do that.
And we'll do it with 7 beats. Who came
it's
up
a
with
great
this?
Great idea.
Tell me, really?
Great idea.
I love it. We'll call it Fesh.
Fesh. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that was very, but you know what? I thought I'd seen a lot in my life. I definitely had not seen everything.
Yeah.
It was nice to see all these young women and I would say maybe 5% men, boys.
Yeah.
Something like that.
More women.
It was really nice to see them doing something that did not involve iPhones, iPads, other bullshit. Just simple old plain entertainment competition, friendly. I really love that.
Yeah.
I don't think we have enough of that anymore.
Well, and it was nice to see Isabella. She participated in a lot of competitions and she won first place in one of them. Yeah. So that was kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I won first place. Like, hello.
Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. I'm glad I experienced it. Do I ever need to see it again? Probably not.
Well, I'm glad we experienced it as well, because the next time we go see Isabella, we'll be with her punk band.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's playing bass.
She plays bass now. Because her mom's like, she's kind of losing her interest in dance.
She's going for bass.
She's liking music.
She's going
she's
for
the
bass.
She's a creative girl, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's a creative girl.
Exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
Would you like to thank a few people, Doc?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
We have a nice lineup of boostergrams.
Lovely.
Today, several donations, actually. And the first one is now. So we got an anonymous donation, and this, and I need to remind everybody: the whole idea of this show is value for value. So whether you're sending us wine, ideas, fun things to talk about,
yeah, send us questions. I want questions.
Questions,
too. Yeah.
Okay, questions is good. But we also need to pay the bills. I mean, this is incredibly expensive to do this show. We have to hire thousands of producers. Costs a lot of energy, taking away from.
Yeah, we might have to replace the producer that we have.
But really,
he was MacGyvering a battery before, in the middle of the show. All of a sudden, it cut out, and he pulls out this battery that's got all this scotch tape around it.
So, you may want to take
that.
You may want to take podcast professional off your list because you don't. When rule number one about Podcast Fight Club is you don't talk about Podcast Fight Club.
I just tweeted it. Sorry.
You tweeted a picture of me with my. That's going to be very. There's going to be a lot of audio dudes who are going to be laughing in my.
Babe,
you have no idea the repercussions of this.
Babe, it's marketing. It's marketing.
Oh, is that marketing? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see how well we do with our Satoshis. So you can go to curryandthekeeper.com. You can donate to the show, which we would really appreciate. Whatever value you got out of this, and maybe it was just. Maybe you started a river dance career. Maybe not. Maybe you're happy you didn't. Maybe support us. You can do it with regular Bitcoin, but what we'd really prefer, since we are pushing podcasting 2.0, is go to newpodcastapps.com. Get yourself one of those newfangled podcast apps that does value for value. And if you have a Cash App account, if you have a Cash App, you can fill up your wallet right from there. Get the Fountain app. They're now paying people in Satoshis if you listen to certain podcasts and I think some ads or whatever. So it's a good way to onboard. I mean, it's sad that people have to listen to ads, but it's better than not getting anything for listening to the ad,
yeah,
I guess.
There you go.
And then after you've done that, so if you go through the pain of listening to the ad, you get the Satoshis, send them to us, Curry and the Keeper.
Yeah.
Boost us. Mm-hmm. We love the boostograms. Now, this came through the through our QR code for the regular Bitcoin, on as we call on-chain. And it's anonymous, so I don't know who gave us 658,503 Satoshis.
Wow.
At the time it was given, it was probably about $150.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very generous.
And that's anonymous?
That's anonymous, yeah.
Holy smokes. What's the number again?
658-503.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. Thank you,
well,
anonymous.
On the QR code, it's kind of a little different, so you can select the dollar number, and it gives you the number of Satoshis at that moment in time, that price, so... It was probably like it was probably $100 donation, which now went up. So we really appreciate whoever you were. And if you want to send a note, let us know. Then we got Patrick Stasiak, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, 62,397 sats, and he has a note.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Stasiak, he gave me a pronunciation guide in Saginaw, Michigan. In the morning, Adam and Tina, this donation amount represents the 25th anniversary of my wedding day to my keeper, Jill.
Let me just say, I love that people refer to their loves as,
keeper,
as their keepers.
Keeper.
I love that.
25 years together and
they never had a fight.
So now he has a message. Jill, after previewing your maiden voyage. Oh, no, that's just keeper Jill. No, the message is coming. After previewing your maiden voyage into podcasting together, I shared a baller with her. I hit her in the mouth. Or
nice.
We, as you would say now, you soaked her cork.
Love it.
Thank you.
Love it.
I'm not just a producer.
You
I'm in the writer's room.
Gosh, you're amazing.
I'm sorry. There was a crackle. What did you say?
What you doing after the show?
Yeah, I'm going to watch that show with Emma Thompson.
Oh.
And now we look forward to listening to each new episode together.
Aww.
That's right. The people who curry and the keeper together stay together.
Aww.
Here
I
we go.
It.
Jill, it has been my privilege to keep you laughing all these years through everything life has thrown at us. It may seem like a lot, but it has been a bargain compared to the life I would have had without you. Thank you for being my partner when it seems like we're taking on the entire world. I love you more than pizza and cheesecake.
Aww. You know what?
And isn't that sweet?
That really resonates with me because you're the same way. You keep me laughing. So I love that.
A day without laughing is a day not lived is the motto we have.
I love that.
Oh,
that's you very... You setting up a jingle? Oh, I wasn't sure what you're doing there.
When I do stuff, okay. just leave him.
I'm watching my producer here.
Booze.
Just leave me alone. Booze.
Just leave you alone.
You're not supposed to comment on what's happening behind.
Oh.
Are you a podcast professional? Okay. I need to demote your profile.
To apprentice?
Barely. Intern. All right. Jeff Anderson sent us 50,000 sats. A boost. Ooh. Thank you very much, Jeff, from Castomatic, which is a pretty cool
app. Wow. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. FC Greg, 41,410. Thank you both for the fun show. My wife and, telling you, my wife and I enjoy listening together and getting an honest look at your marriage adventures. Also, thanks for sharing your journey towards the Christian faith. You've been open and insightful. Our lives were changed 25 years ago, and we became Christians together on the same day. Blessings on your marriage, Greg and Julie.
Thank you, Greg and Julie.
It's so nice. Yes, we are open about that, and I like it very much. It's fun.
Yes, me too.
Although I don't get to go to church with you.
No, but you're with me, though, in spirit.
I'm watching the YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm always watching the YouTube.
We'll talk about that after we get through the donations.
Silver Snake. Silver Snake, 40,000 sats. Thank you very much. No note. Dreb Scott.
Dreb.
33,333. He says, just because. Boost.
Boost.
Comic strip blogger. There you go.
AI.cooking. Or cooking.ai.
Say what you want, but his marketing methodology works. It works. 15,033 sats. Howdy, Tina and Adam. Do you love more Bitcoin than each other? No.
No.
Not today. Anyways, he says.
Well, if it's around 60,000, then maybe.
Anyways, I invite your audience to listen to our podcast about artificial intelligence, AI.cooking. Spoken by His Majesty, King of Kent, Gregory William Forsyth Foreman, also known as Gwoof.
Gwoof.
Just enter AI.cooking in your web browser or in your podcasting 2.0 or 1.0 app. No, don't use
that. And disclaimer, it's not about cooking. Okay.
No, it's not. Good point. Yo.
If you're looking for a recipe, that's not the place to go.
Now we have a famous boost from Dave Jackson. He's from the School of Podcasting. Dave Jackson has been in podcasting almost since the day we came up with it. And he boosted 10,000 sats. Thanks for the hacks recommendation, he says.
Oh, I hope he likes it.
Yeah, and he says, go podcasting!
Nice.
Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. Go if you want to learn how to, and he's also doing value for value. Dave Jackson's where you go to learn how to podcast. There's no two ways about it. 10,000 from Green Bear. Don't know who Green Bear is. Didn't say much
else. Thank you, Green Bear.
Sir Doug boosted us 5,000 with just a thank you. Cass Peeland from Holland, 3690 with a thanks.
Wow.
And Chad Farrow, of course, always checking in with his threes. And we appreciate that.
We have people across the pond. Nice.
Yes, across the Peeland pond.
Yeah, nice. That's right.
Thank you, everybody. This is a good showing for today.
Yeah.
Certainly with our anonymous donor at 658,503 satoshis, you should be ashamed of yourself if you're not up at that level. Go to curryandthekeeper.com that's where you can support us if you're familiar with Bitcoin, if you'd like to try out the new podcasting 2.0 apps, newpodcastapps.com.
Yeah.
It's in every single show notes. It tells you how to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. And I love that people are making the effort to learn how to use the apps.
Yeah, because I know sometimes it's not easy.
No, it's completely not easy. It's a horrible nightmare, but freedom is never easy. It always requires an extra step.
Yeah.
Because there's no one in the middle. There's
no one. But once you do it, it's just, it's like, why didn't I do this all along?
That's exactly what I said when I was 15.
You know what I love about this, though? All the friends that I've made, for instance, when I was flying Southwest, Christina Henry, she reached out to me. She's a Southwest flight attendant. And she reached out to me and wanted to have a cocktail. And I've got so many more new friends.
Wait, you met her on the plane?
No, through email. And she was like, when are you going to Portland? I got that date to fly. Maybe I can be on your flight. And
did you,
I didn't tell you any of this. Huh?
No, I don't remember this.
I'm just so busy. I got all these friends now.
No, that's not what's happening. Is you're writing it down like, this is for the show. I'm not going to tell my husband. The man I've been married to for 18 years.
Excuse me, my producer. No, I mean, that's the thing that I've just met so many wonderful people. I really have. And like, I want to meet these people in real life. I really need somebody to come visit me so that I have somebody in the pool with me with a cocktail.
Yes.
Yes. I've been by myself.
The pool that has green steps. I'm working on it.
Yes. I'm like, Adam, something's wrong with this pool. Adam's the pool boy. And he's hovering at about a C minus right now because the pool is.
This is very.
There's bugs and big beetles and there's all kinds of crap in the pool.
That's not in the pool. It's in the skimmer where it belongs.
I'm like, Adam, there's this beetle that's about 3 inches long. Oh, I caught a scorpion yesterday.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Very proud of you because I was not here. And of course, you immediately will send me a picture. Look what I did.
No, I was walking barefoot in the house. Usually I have my slippers on because we have polished concrete floors. I turn around and look. I'm like, holy shit, there's a scorpion. So I wasn't afraid at all. I went and got a glass, put the glass over it, sprayed a little cedar oil, and then scooched the glass over, and the thing was going crazy.
Sayonara, bitch.
Took a video and sent it to Adam. Like, this mofo showed up, and the scorpion hunter is fast asleep over in the dining room.
She was just looking the wrong way. She didn't see it.
She was not interested. And even with the glass around it, she was like, eh, I'm sleeping.
A lot of bugs. Like, we just came up to the door and there's a bug, like, you know, moving around like a beetle or something in front of the door. And she'll sniff it. She's not interested. There's so many things she's not interested in. Pickup truck, though, I'm going to go fucking crazy on your ass.
I know.
But was interesting the other night. She never barks at night, never heard anything. She barks at 3 in the morning. 3:30?
It was 4. 4 a.m.
No, it was 3:30.
Was it?
When she first barked.
And she doesn't usually do that, no.
And it was not a...
Because she sleeps in Adam's studio at night because we have to keep her confined because the back of our house is almost all glass. And so if she sees any movement or anything out there, she immediately starts barking. And her bark is pretty ferocious.
Oh, yeah. You'll wake up from it.
Yeah.
So at 3:30, and it's not like a panic bark. It's like... Woof, woof, like one of those. Like telling me, I think, like, come on over. Something's going on.
Come on over.
And you actually woke up. You're like, is that Phoebe?
I'm like, is that her dog?
Yeah. So I grab my 9, as one does. Of course, at 3:30 in the morning, I'm grabbing the gun. I got my slippers. my underwear, and a 9mm.
Yeah, nice.
And the dog. What's
sexy.
Going on? What's going on, baby? Let's check
I'm
this shit out.
I'm taking you out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Hey, we're in the country. I don't know what's going on.
Smart.
Could be all kind of stuff.
Smart.
To the neighbors across the way, we would never have heard this. And Phoebe, of course, did. Across the way, they had guys there pouring cement at 3:30 in the morning, which is understandable. But it was just surprising that, you know, I know I'm very proud of her for some weird reason.
So you're up with her. You're like, I'm going to try and settle her down. Yeah. Try and settle her down. I'm like, what the F?
Oh, yeah.
This is like a newborn. We're like up with a newborn trying to settle this dog down.
The next morning, we're both like, yeah, it feels like we're new parents. So, and the dog is sleeping. No.
Finally, I go, let's just bring her into our room and let her sleep
You're
on the rug.
You're right. Just like a newborn.
Yes, and so we
on the rug. Yeah, shut up, kid.
So
the
all of a sudden, Adam and I are wide awake. We're like, shit, we can't go back to sleep. And she's snoring at the end of the bed. She's snoring. Like, what the hell?
It was very deja vu. I'm so happy that we have this child experience together at our age.
I want a baby.
You didn't have to birth her. That's the good
Thank
point.
Thank God. Oh, my God. You're a little hairy.
100 pounds of dog. No. I can see. I've always scoffed at people like this, and now I'm one of them.
You are. You're worse than them now, too. I am. Adam was fretting the one night that we had to take her to sleep over in the at the kennel when we went to Austin and spent the night at our friend's.
Did not like it.
He did not like it at all.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, because she follows you around. She is your shadow.
I'm a dog person. No.
You are. Pretty soon you're going to get her a little stroller.
No, I don't think so. No, but I take her to socialize. I always find trips for her to go on with me. We go to Tractor Supply.
We can't even say C-A-R.
No, the C-A-R word is, no, don't say that. And don't, if I'm going in the C-A-R, I cannot rattle my keys.
No, you cough when you grab your keys. Yeah.
Excuse me. But even now when I'm filling up one of those Yeti cups with ice, because I like taking ice and water if she's coming with me, but even if I'm a long trip, she's like, what? Yeah, going somewhere? What's with the ice? What's going on? We're going somewhere? What's happening?
She follows you around. Yeah.
She's a good dog.
Yeah. Hey, so I wanted to talk about landscaper Tommy.
Tommy Wax Myrtle?
Yes. Tommy I met Tommy because at work at the little furniture store that I work at, and he has been amazing. Amazing.
He is
and
definitely he's selective. A fantastic
People
dude.
Like him, and so he's very selective, and I am appreciative that we are on his list.
But oh,
so we were talking
yeah.
to him about his kids. And I said,
let me just set up.
Okay.
Tommy didn't like me at all.
He thought you were a douche.
He thought
man.
I was a whole
I wonder why. Were you a douche to him?
No. He looked at me and went, douche. And I understand that.
Why?
Well, he's a redneck, and he'll be the first to say, I'm a redneck.
No.
That's what he says.
He says that?
He says, I'm a redneck. And, you know, he says, I don't want to deal with the douchebag city folk, whatever it is. And I knew it because I saw that he, you know what it was the, when he first came over, we were talking about Snowmageddon, and he was talking about, these silly rich assholes around here, they're all getting generators. I said, yeah, like me. I got one right over there that's just waiting to be installed.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. So there was something there, and I remember. But then the next time he came back, I won his heart within 10 minutes. I just needed an opportunity.
Well, he just needed to get to know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're like best friends.
Yeah, he really likes you. And I really like him too.
And I say, Tommy, I just want everything to be beautiful. So you tell me when I need to water stuff. You just give me the instructions. I can do this stuff.
Yeah.
And that way, Tina happy. You know what? You know what, Tommy? And he said it. Happy wife, happy life. Yes, Tommy. Exactly. But he's a great guy. When he comes over, we hang out and we chat.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So anyway, so we were talking to him about his daughter and his son, and I asked him He said his son's name was Ross. And I said, oh, your son's name is Ross. He goes, what's your daughter's name? He goes, Chandler. I go, wait, what? Ross and Chandler? Like
Are
from
you
Friends?
Kidding me? He's like, no, that wasn't intentional. Uh-huh. Sure, Tommy.
I know, I'm talking about this on the show.
And so your
Beautiful
kids,
names, but I think about Friends.
Yes.
And then we got Phoebe.
Phoebe,
here.
I was going to say, have you met our dog Phoebe? He says, yeah, I know. We got a full Friends ensemble.
I thought that was funny. I thought that was really funny.
He's done it, but the stuff he does is good, except for the wax myrtles.
That was beyond his control. Though I mean, the baby deer ate him.
Mm.
Yeah, he did a lot. He sprayed them and put mothballs, and he was very diligent. Tommy, good guy, but he's not accepting new clients, so we have them all to ourselves. Sorry.
That's right.
Well, not all to ourselves, but he's not taking
new Well, he's ones. Doing the big hotel stuff now.
Yeah.
Is that the Albert? Is he doing the Albert?
No,
the
I don't other,
he's doing another was. Hotel around yeah, a little
remember.
Bit further.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you're right. He's exclusive. So, exclusive to
yeah,
us.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about church. I went to church on Sunday.
Yes.
I love my church. Love. My hands are still at my sides.
You're not quite up.
Like Mr. Robot.
I'm sitting here at home.
You're like this? Your hands are up?
My hands are up.
No.
I'm like,
I want a picture.
Fill my cup, Lord. I am, because I got nothing to be embarrassed about. No one around, just me and the Lord and the YouTube.
Oh.
And I know you're there, and it makes me feel good.
Oh, it was packed. It was Father's Day. It was packed.
I bet it was.
Yeah. And so, you know, usually I don't have anybody sitting next to me, and so I'm sitting there, I'm singing, this family comes in, hey, the seat's available. I'm like, I like
That's so Christian
and I'm like,
of you, darling.
No.
So giving in church, you're grumbling at people in church about being next to you.
You're interrupting my song.
I mean, God have mercy on this woman.
No, I recognize it. I'm like, Tina, stop being a bitch.
Oh, good. Like, okay, good.
You're in church. I think that was a nudge from God. Like, just let him sit next to you. And so anyway, during the hello segment, they were like, hi, you know.
The hello segment, for those of you who go to more traditional church, is the please say hi to someone you say.
No, it's normally like the peace be with
peace
you.
Peace be with you, yes.
But now it's like turn around and say hello to your neighbors. And so I think people are starting to recognize me because I'm becoming a regular
and
now.
And you are
yeah.
the famous podcast professional
yes,
from Curry
like,
and the Keeper.
Hello, here's my card, the Keeper. And here's my producer, Adam Curry.
That's all you need, just Keeper. The Keeper. I should get you the Keeper. I should get you thekeeper.com. Let me see if I can get you a whole website
Oh,
now.
Man, that would be great.
I wonder if that's
yeah, possible. Maybe I can get some extra work on the side.
OnlyFans is still happening.
No.
Well, that you know, we have that
geriatric
new...
OnlyFans.
Hey, there's audience, believe me. The
keeper.com.
What? Say what, darling?
I have a pretty good feat. I'm a very high arch.
Hold on a second. We have Curry and the Keeper. I'm sorry. I didn't do that right. It auto.
You don't need to do the Keeper.
What do you mean?
I won't do anything with it. I can't even update our own website.
We could definitely use some help there. You know, I understand you have important things to do, like Instagram.
Yeah. You know, I got a lot of friends on Instagram.
Keeper.com. Someone already has the Keeper.com.
What?
Bastards. What is this copyright infringement? Let's take a look at who's the Keeper.com. Oh, they don't even have a website.
This is riveting, babe. Anyway, can I get back to my church story?
Yes. Okay. This is riveting, babe.
So, yes, I'm starting to know more people at the church. But anyway, the sermon has been about the Holy Spirit and how people are fearful of the Holy Spirit. And I was saying to you, like, I don't fear the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is our comforter, is our helper, you know? And so I found that interesting that some people...
This is
people,
two sermons he's done about
it's
that
It's a whole
now.
Series, like, through the summer.
Duh, I should have caught the theme.
But he was also saying that sometimes people question when things happen in their life, they look at the how versus the wow, because they don't like
that.
How things are packaged and sent to you when things happen. There's always a wow message in it, but a lot of times you look at the how message.
And sometimes it takes a little bit to get to the wow part.
And then, yeah, that a lot of people just don't like the packaging of God. And I thought that was really, I really like that too. But yeah, we get caught in like, how could this happen? Instead of, wow, what does this mean? Or
I agree.
How is God's hand in
sometimes
this?
God markets things a little unconventionally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you wanted to market that to me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say my prayers in the morning when I'm walking Phoebe, which is this beautiful moment on the back road there, and the sun sometimes just breaks through at the moment I'm doing this. And for me, every single time, I just notice the miracle of the nature of the world. Because when you're out there, I mean, we're rural, and there's nothing going on but birds. And jackrabbits and deer and our own animal and just the lush, the trees and everything. And I'm like, this is the miracle right here.
Yeah.
Every morning I look at this. This is a freaking miracle.
That's how
look
I
at this
felt,
shit.
That's how I felt in Acadia too. You know,
yes,
and then also I feel
same.
That way with all the red cardinals, which are have a significant spiritual meaning to them. So
yeah.
Another thing I wanted to talk about too, and I wasn't sure whether I was going to bring this up or not, but right before the show, and I was getting this nudge too. I spoke to my older sister, who I haven't spoken to for probably since my dad passed away, which was 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I was on the phone with her, and it was, I was nudged. I was nudged for that to happen. And
I think she was too.
Yeah.
By the way.
And I had a really, really nice conversation with her. Really. And she's really funny, and she's had a really hard life, and she acknowledges that, but it's her life and she accepts it, and she feels really balanced right now. You know, she's dealing with some things, but for the most part, she feels balanced. But I wanted to share this one story that she shared with me that I thought was really, really funny. And I told her, I asked her permission if I could share the story. And she said, she was telling me that her ex-husband, he was a lot of trouble for her. He created life. Made life difficult for her in a lot of different ways. And she said, you know, I wasn't innocent either. She said one time I nailed his boots to the floor and he put his boots on and he fell forward. But she also, she said one day he came home and I guess he drank a lot. And she said one day he came home and he put a frozen pizza in the oven. And she said, after it cooked, he put it back on the cardboard. You know how it comes on the cardboard. And he cut the pizza.
And he ate the cardboard.
And he ended up eating the cardboard with the pizza. And he turned to her and said, don't order that pizza anymore. It was really dry. And she goes, you ate the cardboard, you asshole. And she said that he goes, well, I guess I'll be shitting in little boxes then for a while. How could you not know that you're eating the freaking cardboard?
I got to be honest with you. I could have easily also put the cardboard in the pizza in the oven. I don't think I would have eaten it, but I can see that part of that mistake happening.
Anyway, but my whole point in telling this story was that I felt a little nudged, you know, by God to like reach out to her and to connect with her. And she did it before I did it. And I'm really happy. I mean, life is so short now that I just, you know.
Would you say is it fair to say that since we've been on this quest, that these types of things keep happening?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happened with my friend in Florida. Yeah, it's happened with my friend two of my friends in Florida. And yeah. And I realize I have more time behind me than I have ahead of me. And so I am focused on making sure that it is good going forward.
It was really nice to hear your, because I was doing something else. I didn't know that you were talking to her, but then, you know, I was saving the world or something small. But I hear the conversation. I was like, who is she talking to? Because you sounded so happy, so light.
Yeah, it was incredibly comfortable.
Yeah.
It was not uneasy at all. It was
Now this is the sister that you threatened with the knife under the door.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
From episode 2 of this show, yes. Just to remind everybody who we're talking about. I'll cut you, bitch. That's the sister you're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, that's her.
It doesn't matter. It's still a great... Did you bring that up with her?
No.
Hey, remember when I said I'm going to cut you?
No, I didn't.
I can't wait to meet her. I'd like to verify a little story your sister has told on the show.
Yeah. It's
like,
yeah.
No, that's really good, Peg. Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, me too. That's me
really,
too.
Really nice. I have something here from Dan Gardner, who I've known he's been a supporter of No Agenda for many, many, many years. And it's interesting what kind of people pop up in your life when you start talking about things. He says, Adam, I agree with you. The hymns of the church.
Oh.
See, this is the same thing as the teeth.
Oh.
The hymns of the church are beautiful and need to be sung more in worship services. Now, I didn't know Dan was a Christian, never thought about it before. Now, my sister told me about a group named Anthem Lights, and he sent me a link. I'll play a little bit of that. They do not exclusively perform hymns, and not all the performances are a cappella. He says, I'm rejoicing for you and with you and Tina that you have found faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the angels in heaven rejoice for every sinner that comes to believe in the Lord. It says, I'm sorry I cannot contribute currently financially to No Agenda occurring. The keeper, my finances are razor thin. That's okay, brother. Just this note is value for value right there. It says, just meeting my obligations each month is a struggle, especially during the summer. I'm not looking for sympathy. You're not getting any. I just wanted to know if I could contribute. I would. I do hit people in the mouth. That I can do. May the God of heaven richly bless you and Tina. Your brother in Christ. I'm so glad I can call you brother in Christ, Dan Gardner from San Antonio. I'm so happy to have this connection with Dan because I've known him for a long time.
Aww.
You know, I know most of the people if you've ever donated to No Agenda, I know you. I know part of you. I know your story. I know something. And it's so nice. And he sent this along. These guys are pretty good.
Okay.
If you heard these at your church, I think you'd freak out.
Okay.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
It's just a cappella, right?
This is at his church?
Yeah. No, no. This is these guys.
Oh. I was like, damn.
Now I'm found, was blind, but now
listen to this kick in.
I see.
Still singing.
It's beautiful.
And the good-looking guys, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Send me the link.
really, really good.
Yeah.
Really, and I agree. But, now, I'm not a big Amazing Grace fan.
Yeah.
Because I think there's other stuff that's really nice, but yeah, I loved hearing that.
There's a song that they play at...
The Bridge.
The Bridge that
just... Take it to the Bridge!
It's called The Blessing, and it just... It gets me. And they usually
close with that. They close with it. I've seen that before.
I love that. I love that song. So, yeah. So that's my church. That is my church.
And 1 hour and 14 minutes on the nose. Allison's already ready to, she's got us on the speed dial. So
but I have one more request.
Of course.
So we were talking the other day.
Okay. The way you set this up, I don't like the way this is going.
Okay. Well, I have a request. So Adam turns to me. He goes, yes, somebody emailed me or talked to me about Katke. I'm like, Katke? What the hell is Katke? He goes, you know, Curry and the Keeper. I go, it is not Katke. We are not calling it Katke.
Okay.
So I have a request. No Katke.
No Katke. What are we?
Curry and the Keeper.
And what are we?
We're great.
I'm not even going to edit this together, podcast professional. We're cork soakers. That's the end.
Oh, we're cork soakers. There you go. Soak your corks, baby.
That's right, everybody. Soak those corks for 14 days. We will return. Remember, curryandthekeeper.com. We could use all the support you got.
Keeper.